The clean power plan that President Obama announced yesterday would require a 32% reduction in carbon pollution by 2030 from all fossil fuel power plants in the nation. And the way EPA developed the plan, it provides maximum flexibility to the states. So a state can decide how they want to comply. They can participate in a regional cap and trade program like the Regional Greenhouse Gas Initiative. They can make intense new investments in solar and wind and geothermal energy. They could decide to have more efficient coal plants if they wanted to. But certainly, cap and trade programs, which is a market-based solution to climate problems, could be the central part of a state program. And so when EPA was developing the Clean Power Plan, we were very much informed by the experience of the Regional Greenhouse Gas Initiative, which in fact originated in New York. It includes 9 states across the Northeast that work together to drive down carbon pollution. And we believe if you match the cap and trade programs with aggressive commitments to renewable energy, there can be a pretty dramatic shift away from dirty energy and toward cleaner energy.
Is this strictly regarding the power plants and how the states generate their energy, or are there other factors to this, such as increased mass transit and other ways to reduce carbon emissions?
Well, the Clean Power Plan only deals with the way power plants generate electricity. EPA is doing a lot of other important work on transportation. 27% of U.S. emissions of carbon come from the transportation sector. So, for instance, we've adopted regulations back in 2012 that doubles fuel efficiency standards for cars, saving consumers $8,000 over the lifetime of the vehicle. But the announcement this week only deals with fossil fuel burning power plants, which is the largest source of carbon pollution, accounting for about a third of all domestic greenhouse gas emissions. So this is a real boost for clean energy and a recognition that climate change is here. 2014 was the hottest year on record, and 2015 is on track to be even hotter than 2015. New York is struggling with sea level rise, with damage to health, with damage to agriculture. So this is requiring a pretty fundamental shift away from electricity sources that pump a lot of carbon into the atmosphere.
The states, you say, have a lot of flexibility. Do they have to present a plan to the EPA, one of their flexible plans, to get it approved by the EPA and then move forward to reduce these emissions?
Yes. The states have to approve a plan to the EPA by September of next year. And before they submit the plan, the public will have an opportunity to comment on what they want New York's or Massachusetts or Vermont's clean energy future to look like. So the first plan comes in September of next year. EPA reviews it. If the plan is inadequate, or in some instances, some states have said they will not submit a plan, then EPA will do the plan for them. Each state has a carbon reduction goal and a renewable energy goal, and we'll be working very closely with the states on how to achieve those goals. In fact, yesterday, when the president announced the Clean Power Plan, EPA also put out a model state plan that states can look at. We've worked very, very closely with the states in developing the plan. In fact, we've had over 4 million public comments. This is a record for an EPA regulation. So we heard from electricity generators. We heard from the public. We heard from states. We heard from local governments. And most of the plans, you know, acknowledged that it's long overdue. Most of the comments acknowledge it's long overdue for the federal government to finally establish some requirements to drive down carbon pollution from power plants. New York has done this years ago, but the rest of the country was lagging behind where New York was.
When people open their power bills, as this plan progresses, will their rates be going up, be going down? Will it have any effect at all on the monthly rates they pay?
Well, we think that by 2030, which is when the regulation will be fully in effect, household electricity bills will actually go down by about $7 per month.